Welcome to Watchmen on the Wall, a daily outreach of Southwest Radio Ministries and SWRC.com. God is still on the throne, and prayer changes things. Today, author J.B. Hickson will begin a brand new series revealing the dangerous rise of the global technocracy. Prophecy in the News Live, our in-person conference, is coming to the Tri-Cities, Tennessee, Virginia area this week. This Friday and Saturday, March 8th and 9th, we'll be featuring Bill Federer, Greg Patton, Dr. Kenneth Hill, Micah Van Hus, Larry Stamm, Josh Davis, Mark Lindstedt, and Clayton Van Hus. The latest details on the march toward a one-world system will be revealed. Biblical mysteries will be uncovered, and you'll learn how to have true spiritual victory in the invisible war on the saints. Biblical artifacts from Israel will be on display with an archaeologist ready to answer your questions. This Friday and Saturday, March 8th and 9th at Antioch Baptist Church in Bristol, Virginia. Call 1-800-652-1144 or visit the events page at swrc.com. Tickets for this special event are free, but the seating is limited, so don't be left behind. Make sure you register today. 1-800-652-1144. How does the Bible describe the false prophet? And how will technology aid the false prophet? Today's guest will answer these important questions. Here's staff evangelist Josh Davis with today's guest.
The false prophet is a key figure during the Great Tribulation, as it's described for us in the Scriptures, especially in Revelation chapter 13. Dr. J.B. Hickson joins us today and tomorrow to discuss how the stage is being set for the biblical end times scenario. Could this figure, the false prophet, be alive today? And Dr. Hickson asks, how will AI and biometric surveillance, digital currency, a worldwide digital ID system pave the way for the coming global technocracy and the mark of the beast? We're going to seek answers to those questions with our guest, Dr. J.B. Hickson. He's the founder and president of Not By Works Ministries, and you can find them online at notbyworks.org, notbyworks.org. He serves the Lord as a pastor, professor, and national conference speaker. He's written 12 books to date, including the one that we're discussing today and tomorrow called Spirit of the False Prophet, Rise of the Global Technocracy. Dr. Hickson, we welcome you to Watchmen on the Wall.
Hey, Josh, thank you so much. What an honor. Looking forward to our discussion today.
Why don't you just introduce yourself for just a minute to our audience and just tell us a little bit more about who you are and the ministry that you have?
Yeah, you bet. So my wife Wendy and I have been married 32 years. We started Not By Works Ministries back in 1999. For the first several years, it was a smaller, more auxiliary ministry of my teaching and preaching ministries. But over the years, as I started writing and the ministry grew a little bit, we went full-time about 2012-ish or so. So our core value is the clarity, accuracy, and urgency of the gospel message. And in an effort to advance the grace message, we speak at conferences all across the country. As you mentioned, we've got books and DVDs and streaming video all up at our website at notbyworks.org. We have six kids. They range in age from almost 30 to 15. And one of our adult daughters, Brooke, works for the ministry along with me and Wendy. And we're so thankful to have her on the team for the last year and a half or so. And they've all kind of grown up in the ministry with us. But as we've grown, we needed to expand our staff, and she graciously accepted the job. So Brooke works with us. But yeah, it's a privilege to be able to share the gospel everywhere we go and to try to alert people to the great last days of deception that are upon us.
And that's what we're going to be talking about. And it sounds like the Lord has blessed you, your family, your ministry, and to God be the glory. And so who is the false prophet according to Scripture? What is his role going to be in the Great Tribulation, especially as it's described for us in chapters like Revelation 13?
The false prophet, you know, is an end times figure that's the second in command that working under the Antichrist. And together, that tyrannical tandem will serve at Satan's behest in trying to oversee a one-world political, religious, and economic system, a beast system. The beast, of course, is the Antichrist's name in the book of Revelation. False prophets, of course, are nothing new throughout history, and if you look in Scripture, you see Old and New Testament alike, warnings against false prophets. But this end times false prophet is kind of the quintessential archetype of that, and he's going to be, again, serving at the behest of the Antichrist, trying to get people to both obey and worship the Antichrist, and also presiding over that full spectrum control grid that we read about in Revelation 13, as you mentioned, the mark of the beast, where you can't buy or sell or travel or really do anything without government approval. So that's kind of his role, is to oversee the Antichrist's regime.
And your book speaks a lot about technology, and we're going to be developing this over the course of today's program and tomorrow's program, Lord willing. But just introductory, how do you see technology aiding the false prophet? What kinds of technology might he use and develop to use in his grab for power?
Yeah, so the subtitle of my newest book is Rise of the Global Technocracy, and I know we're going to get to that term, but technocracy is essentially just using technology to control people as a tool of the government. And so, obviously, Satan is not omniscient or omnipresent or omnipotent, and neither are his two underlings, the Antichrist and the false prophet. So if they are going to accomplish the kind of tyrannical control that is spoken of in the Bible as characteristic of that final seven-year period, they're going to need help. You know, God, of course, can speak a word and it's done, but Satan does not have that kind of divine power. So I believe the technology component is going to be a tool that they use to be able to surveil everybody, to hack and track people, to do the kinds of things that really even as recently as 50 to 100 years ago, Bible students would read and wonder, how in the world is that going to be possible? But yet now, AI and those types of things, it's very possible.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. Now, you just mentioned the important term technocracy. Could you remind our listeners what that term was? I know you just gave that definition, but that's helpful to repeat that, because that's not a term that we hear spoken very often, but it's something we certainly need to be aware of. So if you could define again for us what technocracy is and why do we need to be aware of this concept when we're thinking about this biblical end times scenario?
Yeah, so technocracy goes back into the early part of the 20th century, and it's a term that just means rule by technology. So using technology to be able to control people and rule and govern. Now, it has both a prophetic and biblical connotation in light of what we read in Scripture, but it also has more of a sort of an academic meaning. And there are folks that, you know, might say, you know, what's wrong with technocracy? Isn't it just a matter of smart people that know a lot about technology helping us, you know, as a government accomplish our goals? And I suppose on some level you could make that argument, but knowing what we know about Satan's plan to take over the world and seeing in their own writings how these technocrats, as they're called, are wanting to usher in their plans, it's really way beyond just modern conveniences and the government getting help from experts. Because a lot of people think, well, you know, Elon Musk and Bill Gates and all these smart people, they can really help us. Why not, you know, help, you know, get help from them? Well, when you look at what they're really saying, guys like Zbigniew Brzezinski, who really popularized the whole notion of globalism and a technology kind of working hand in glove, especially with his 1971 book, Between Two Ages, these guys are not looking out for the best interest, not only of our country, but also of humanity. Depths or the elite, the ones that are smarter than everyone else. And, you know, you see that embodied in Yuval Noah Harari today, and we have a whole chapter on him in the new book. But he just really thinks that humans are redundant, they're unnecessary, and that we can do much, much better. So I think appropriately so, technocracy has a negative connotation today. But whatever it might mean in someone else's mind, we know that Satan clearly wants to control the world, and it appears that technology is his best chance to do so.
And I think that people are going to be sold a bill of goods. You know, look at how technology can change your life. and look at the bright and shiny and cool new promises. Everybody wants to be on the cutting edge. They want to have the latest and the greatest gadgets and the newest cell phone that comes out onto the market. And it just seems like there's this constant push to just assume that people are going to want whatever is the latest and the greatest. And I think that that mindset is used to play against people. Also, there can be some inherent dangers with that kind of mindset. Do you see the Antichrist, the false prophet, this system really playing on that kind of mentality among people?
Oh, no question. You know, modern conveniences and tantalizing gadgets are not the only bait that Luciferians use to entice us. And Thomas Paine, I quote in the book, said, "The greatest tyrannies are always perpetuated in the name of the noblest causes." Or C.S. Lewis put it this way, "Of all tyrannies, a tyranny sincerely exercised for the, quote, good of its victims may be the most oppressive." You know, what we see is that the false prophet is not going to necessarily only use force or deceit. All of that's certainly a part of Satan's plan. But the tyranny that they're going to exercise after the rapture during the 70th week of Daniel is going to be administered as much by servers, cameras, Wi-Fi, as much by those technological tools of the trade as it will be by guns, batons, and paddy wagons. So with AI, biometric surveillance, subdermal microchips, gene-modifying injections, all those types of things are really paving the way. And what's happening is people are jumping on the bandwagon because of modern conveniences. And, this is going to make my life so much simpler. You know, the entertainment aspect, the bells and whistles, the efficiency aspect. But not all that glitters is gold. And certainly Satan, I think, can take some of these otherwise good technological capabilities and turn them against us.
Well, friends, we're visiting with Dr. J.B. Hixon and discussing his new book, Spirit of the False Prophet, with the subtitle, Rise of the Global Technocracy. You can pick up a copy of this book by calling our ministry at 1-800-652-1144. That's 1-800-652-1144. Or visit us online at swrc.com. Again, that's swrc.com. You can connect with Dr. Hixon and his wonderful ministry called Not By Works by visiting their website at notbyworks.org, notbyworks.org. Dr. Hixon, what are some concrete ways? I know you just mentioned several different kinds of technology, but how do we see technocracy rising in our days? Maybe some things that you have seen recently, some things that you have in your book to this end.
I think the biggest way is through surveillance and using massive server farms and the pervasive cameras and other digital tracking devices on our smartphones and smart devices and tablets and computers and so forth. They are massing, you know, incredible amounts of data, unimaginable amounts of data, really. Can't even pronounce the terms they're now using. I mean, it used to be bits and megabytes and terabytes and gigabytes, and now it's way beyond that. And the more information they have, the more powerful it becomes. Information is power, and they understand that. The Luciferians, who are Satan's co-conspirators here on Earth, they understand that. So I think surveillance is a big part of it. AI is sort of pervasive throughout all of the technology. AI just makes every technological capability that much better. So we have a whole chapter on AI, and it's kind of in a segment like this, it's probably hard to really get into all of the nuts and bolts of AI. But basically, AI allows us to use computer technology to do things that were previously impossible. And then you get into AI, where I think that plays into the role of the image of the beast and how we're not able to really differentiate fact from fiction, truth from reality anymore. And that's going to be a big part of the deception that's rolled out in that final 7-year period.
What are some of the other technologies that you see emerging besides just the AI? And maybe you want to speak about some other examples of ways that you see the different, whether it be facial recognition software, all these other different kinds of technologies that are being used on people in these days.
Again, it all comes down to control. So things like CBDCs, we have a whole section on that in the book. If they're going to be able to control whether you can buy or sell, they've got to have a means of exchange that is trackable. Right now, if you use Federal Reserve notes or physical gold or silver or some other bartering system. They can't control that. You can meet someone in your driveway and exchange a gallon of milk for a box of 357 shells, you know, that kind of a thing.
Mm-hmm.
And the government won't have any idea. But if they force you to go to digital currency or central bank digital currencies, that's a game changer. So the global digital ID system that they're talking about rolling out, which incorporates things like vaccine passports, again, the CBDCs and other means of exchange, you know, all of those things play right into the hand of control. They don't have the mind of God, so they can only look at what they can see on a computer screen, and so they're trying to quantify, regulate, and accumulate as much data as they possibly can, so much so that Yuval Noah Harari says, you know, they're going to know us better than we know ourselves.
And let's speak about him. You have a whole chapter on Yuval Noah Harari. Who is he, and why is it so important that people begin to understand him and the kinds of things that he's doing and saying?
Yeah, he really is a very, very powerful man in our day. He's comes out of the World Economic Forum. He's kind of a protege of Klaus Schwab. He is everywhere. I mean, you go to his website and you look at where he's speaking. He's speaking all across the world at some of the most high-profile government and non-government institutions and organizations and summits and gatherings and conferences. But he is really the mouthpiece right now, the loudest mouthpiece, promoting technocracy. Now, he talks about the dangers of it and why we need regulation and so forth. But he does so with sort of this glint in his eye because he knows the ones that are going to be doing the regulating are the elites of the world, the globalists. But he is not a good man. He's a homosexual. He brags about having multiple partners all the time. He mocks God. He's blasphemous in the things that he says. For example, he said, God is dead. And Harari said, you know, God is dead. It's just taking a while to bury the body. He said, you know, the resurrection and those types of things are fake news. Man does not have free will. These are some of the blasphemous things that he's said that we cover in the book. But you need to keep your eye on him because the elites of the world, you know, just almost worship him. They think he's the smartest guy in the world. And he's really a mouthpiece for the Luciferian agenda right now.
Our ministry doesn't set dates. We don't pinpoint certain people as being the Antichrist or the false prophet. But do you think that someone like Yuval Noah Harari fits the bill for what the Bible describes as being the role of the false prophet in the last days?
I really do. And again, like you, I don't think it's necessarily wise to play pin the tail on the Antichrist or pin the tail on the false prophet. But when you look at the Bible, he seems to check a lot of the boxes. You know, he's Jewish. I happen to believe the false prophet is likely going to be Jewish. I do not believe the Antichrist will be Jewish. But I think he definitely is a candidate, that seems to me.
This is fascinating discussion that we're having. Friends, we're visiting with Dr. J.B. Hixon and discussing his book, Spirit of the False Prophet, Rise of the Global Technocracy. This book is filled with useful information. It's well over 200 pages in length, close to 250 pages long, and you will be enlightened and challenged by reading this book, and we're going to be discussing it even more on tomorrow's program. So we encourage you to join us again tomorrow as we continue to unpack some more details about the dangers associated with AI technology and some of the emerging technologies that we see that can allow and enable the hacking and the tracking of humanity. We're going to be discussing some more about the central bank digital currencies, and we also want to offer some solutions to these kinds of things. Friends, this message isn't meant to leave you in fear, to leave you wondering what is going on, what's God up to, what's happening. We don't want to leave you in anxiety because we know that Jesus is the answer and that through faith in Him, we are more than conquerors. And we know that we are on the winning side when we walk with Him. And so we want to give you that encouragement as we close our time together today. Dr. Hixon, I'm looking forward to being back with you on tomorrow's program.
Likewise. Thank you so much, Josh.
Today in the Resource Spotlight, we are featuring J.B. Hixon's book, Spirit of the False Prophet, Rise of the Global Technocracy. The stage is being set for global tyranny in previously unimaginable ways. Yesterday's science fiction stories have become today's headlines as technological advancements provide powerful new tools in the Luciferian arsenal. Thanks to stunning developments in the realm of artificial intelligence, a full-spectrum planetary control grid is now well within reach for Satan's earthly co-conspirators. J.B. Hickson's book, Spirit of the False Prophet, investigates the Luciferian conspiracy by digging deeper into the role of the Antichrist's henchman, the False Prophet. How will AI, biometric surveillance, digital currency, and a global ID system pave the way for the coming global technocracy and the Mark of the Beast? Discover the answers for yourself in Spirit of the False Prophet, Rise of the Global Technocracy by J.B. Hickson. Order your copy today when you call 1-800-652-1144. That's 1-800-652-1144. Or you can order on our website, swrc.com. Coming up this Friday and Saturday in Bristol, Virginia, our next Prophecy in the News live event will be held. One of the speakers will be archaeologist and Christian apologist Clayton Van Hus. Here is Clayton with a preview of the topics that he'll be covering at this weekend's event.
Hi, I'm Clayton Van Hus. I am the director of a firm, the Apologetics Branch of Southwest Radio Ministries. And so with a firm, we like to talk about apologetics. What are apologetics? Well, apologetics are the case files that we as Christians are supposed to have to present an argument for the hope that is within us. We're told by Peter, we're told by Paul, we're told by Jude to have these answers and to prepare our apologetic case. So apologetics, by the way, does not mean that we're apologizing. We're not saying, oh, I'm sorry about this. No, we're making a case for our faith. So I want to talk to you about the upcoming Prophecy in the News live event in the Tri-Cities area of Northeast Tennessee and Southwest Virginia. In fact, our conference this year will be held at Antioch Baptist Church in Bristol, Virginia, and we are very excited and we're hoping that you will make it to join us. I will be one of the speakers at the conference. The conference is on Friday, March 8th, and Saturday, March 9th. So we hope to see you one or both of those days because we're going to have a lot of great speakers. We're going to have some fascinating people talking about some fascinating topics. So if you listen to Watchmen on the Wall, you know the sorts of things we like to talk about, the sorts of things we like to study. I want to talk at this conference a little bit about a prophecy from the Old Testament, from the book of Numbers, chapter 24, verse 17, the Balaam prophecy, the prophecy of the star and the scepter. Many of us have heard of Balaam. Balaam was the wicked prophet. But we don't know a whole lot about Balaam. Who was he? Where was he really from? By the way, we're going to find some of these answers in the Bible, but it still leaves us with questions. Who was this guy, this wicked prophet who tried to prophesy against Israel? Why would he do that? Well, we found some interesting archaeological evidence of the existence of this wicked prophet, Balaam, believe it or not, in that area of the world. It's pretty exciting, so we'll talk a little bit about that. But the prophecy itself, a prophecy about a star and a scepter. So Balaam, in the Old Testament, before the Israelites are getting ready to enter the land of Canaan, there is camped at the city of Shittim. And so Balaam is called in by the king of Moab, and he stands on the mountaintop there and looks over the Jordan Rift Valley, just north of the Dead Sea, and he looks at Israel, and he says, I see him now. He's talking about Israel, Jacob, and he says, I see a star and a scepter. To us, okay, those are interesting things. We kind of get a scepter, and you know, a star is a pretty normal sort of visual for us that we understand, but do we understand what he's saying? His audience certainly understood what he meant by a star and a scepter coming out of Jacob. It's a fascinating topic. It's a prophecy that is often overlooked. It gets overshadowed by the talking donkey. Everybody remembers Balaam's talking donkey, but very few people remember the actual prophecy that he spoke. A messianic prophecy, a prophecy that was taken by the Israelites to signify the nature of their Messiah. this prophecy, while fulfilled in Jesus Christ, I think still has some future implications. In fact, if we look at the penultimate words of Jesus in the Bible, in the book of Revelation, if we look in chapter 22, verse 16, the next to the last thing that Jesus says concerns this very prophecy. There are some interesting parallels in the timing of those. So that will be Friday, March 8th. Now, Saturday, March 9th, I'll be speaking on a subject that is an interesting subject. It's important to me as a scholar and an archaeologist, someone who likes to study. We're going to be talking about unicorn Bible archaeology. Now, that's a weird term, I know. What does that mean? Well, there are a lot of claims that are made today, and you'll see things all over the internet. Fantastic, spectacular claims. This object from the Bible has been found, and now we have proof that the Bible is true because we have these particular finds, and there will be some sketchy photos, there will be some claims made, but the question is, are those things real? Have these items really been found? Do people really know where Noah's Ark is or the Ark of the Covenant? Have chariot wheels been found at the bottom of the Red Sea? Remember, with spectacular claims, we need spectacular evidence. We don't question that these things happened in the Bible, but we are told to study, to question these things. Okay, when someone makes a claim, do we know? Especially if spirits are involved, question that. So we're going to be talking about some of that on Saturday, March 8th, at the Tri-Cities Prophecy in the News live event. Come listen to A Star and a Scepter on Friday. Come listen to Unicorn Bible Archaeology on Saturday. I'll be very excited to see you there, to hear your feedback, and we're very much looking forward to the Prophecy in the News live event with Southwest Radio Church on March 8th and 9th at Antioch Baptist in Bristol, Virginia. Looking forward to see you there.
How will AI, biometric surveillance, digital currency, and a global ID system pave the way for the coming global technocracy? Discover the answers for yourself in Spirit of the False Prophet, Rise of the Global Technocracy by J.B. Hickson. Order your copy today when you call 1-800-652-1144. That's 1-800-652-1144. What are some dangers of emerging technologies like AI? We'll find out tomorrow when J.B. Hickson returns with more insight into the growing global technocracy. Be sure to tune in on your favorite radio station by downloading our SWRC mobile app or by subscribing to our daily Watchmen on the Wall podcast. Watchmen on the Wall is a production of Southwest Radio Ministries and is supported by faithful listeners like you. Visit SWRC.com. That's SWRC.com.